Welcome to the NewsRamp Education Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Friday morning, July 12th, 2024, and we have a lineup of education headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
RW Thrive acquires Bird Brain Technologies, expanding commitment to deep and joyful hands-on learning education. RW Thrive, the employee-owned holding company of RealityWorks, has acquired Bird Brain Technologies, LLC, a renowned manufacturer of robotics components and kits. This strategic move expands RW Thrive's presence in the educational robotics market, aiming to empower students to explore, innovate, and excel in robotics. CEO Tim Butcher expressed excitement over the alignment of values between the two companies. Bird Brain Technologies, founded by Dr. Tom Lowers in 2010, has a strong history of supporting STEM education. The acquisition will broaden product offerings, enhance educational impact, and strengthen community support. RW Thrive is committed to upholding Bird Brain Technologies' brand and values, ensuring a seamless transition for all stakeholders. Canadian international students take note, no more flag polling. Canadian international students should take note of recent changes in the Post-Graduation Work Permit, PGWP, application process. The Minister of Immigration, Refugees and Citizenship Canada has eliminated the option of obtaining of a PGWP at the port of entry, known as flag polling. Now, international students must apply for their permit from within Canada and wait for processing. This change follows other recent adjustments, including increased cost of living requirements and restrictions on work hours for international students. While the policy aims to improve application fairness, concerns remain about processing times and potential impacts on applicants. To learn more about these changes and how they may affect international students, visit CanadianVisaLawyer.com. Plenary speakers announced for Investments and Wealth Strategy Forum held at the Lowe's Chicago Hotel, September 30th, October 2nd, 2024. The Investments and Wealth Institute has revealed the lineup of plenary session speakers for its annual Investments and Wealth Strategy Forum at the Lowe's Chicago Hotel from September 30th to October 2nd, 2024. The theme, Adaptive Wealth Management, Advanced Strategies for Forward-Thinking Advisors, will feature top-tier industry experts like Liz Young-Thomas from SoFi, Bruce Melman from Melman Consulting, Lauren S. Grise-Winkler from Kellogg School of Management, Merle Erickson from the University of Chicago Booth School of Business, and Azish Falabi from American College Carey M. Maguire Center for Ethics in Financial Services. These speakers will cover topics such as market impacts of the presidential election, adaptive investing strategies, fostering grit, tax implications, and ethical AI use. Eric Flett, CEO of Concentric Wealth Management, highlighted the importance of these speakers in providing insights for advisors to navigate the upcoming uncertainties. The Strategy Forum aims to equip advisors with the knowledge and skills needed to meet the complex needs of their affluent clients. The event offers a focused and sophisticated learning environment with sessions on portfolio diversification, risk management, tax planning, retirement strategies, and communication skills. Participants can earn up to 14.5 continuing education credits for various certifications. Early bird registration is open until September 2, 2024, for $1,295. Learn more about the Investments and Wealth Institute at investmentsandwealth.org. 8 signs it might be time to consider a specialized school for your child. John Wilson, Executive Director of SOAR, offers tips on when to consider a specialized school for children with ADHD and other learning disabilities. Signs include boredom, frustration, lack of support from teachers, low self-esteem, and needing structure. Specialized schools provide small class sizes and individual attention to help students thrive. If you notice any of these signs in your child, it may be time to consider a specialized school that accommodates their educational needs. SOAR, based in Western North Carolina, offers the Academy at SOAR, a year-round boarding school and gap year program, in addition to summer camps. John Wilson is a respected advocate for individuals with learning differences and attention challenges.
FinServe Foundation welcomes two distinguished leaders to its board of directors. FinServe Foundation, a nonprofit dedicated to fostering talent in the financial services sector, is excited to announce the appointment of two professionals to its board of directors, Bonnie M. Trachel, JD, and Dr. David Royney. FinServe provides coaching, mentorship, and scholarships to empower individuals in the financial services field. They collaborate with over 30 colleges, impacting more than 500 FinServe fellows. Bonnie Trachel, founder of Endeavor Retirement, brings governance solutions for retirement plans. Dr. David Royney, a former Navy officer and robotic surgeon, aims to decrease the wealth gap. Their addition reflects FinServe Foundation's commitment to impactful leadership. Visit finservefoundation.org for more information.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Education Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.